You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
We kindle a flame we trust will lead us forward as we travel in unknown lands, where the question, shall I ever get there, resounds, a clear, pure note in every silence. These words were from Barnaby Feeder, a journalist and American Unitarian Universalist Reverend. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship. This is a service because it means to serve you. And this is worship from the meaning of worth-ship, because it serves you by raising to worth things that matter. My name is Aaron Pose, a member of this congregation, and I am leading this service today. I welcome you here on behalf of the generations of Unitarians who have worshipped in similar gatherings in South Australia since 1854. I also openly welcome you here personally as a member who values your attendance, involvement and support, but most of all, who values you. We welcome you each and every one, regardless of your genetic makeup, your appearance, the number of summers you have lived through, your gender, who you love or make love with, the places you were born or lived, the calm or disquiet of your inner self. You are of immeasurably high and equal inherent worth to us all. We are a spiritual community that encourages and supports all who come to find, to fashion, and importantly, to follow your own spiritual path. Any path that helps you see more clearly, love more abundantly, and work toward a better world for all.
As we come to this time of meditation, just ask you to put yourself into a relaxed position, feet on the floor, hands just relaxed in your lap, eyes downcast or closed, just listening as I read this meditation to you. And now in this time and in this place, we invite you to pay attention to your presence here. Here on this holy ground, I invite you to pause, to turn away from the stress of travelling and the bustle of meeting, to sit comfortably, to relax your body, maybe to close your eyes, to let go of anxiety, whether for the past or the future, and to concentrate simply on the current moment. Let your breathing become soft and regular, and let your attention settle inwards, focusing on the gentle in and out of your breaths. Notice only your breathing in and out, and let it flow quietly through your body, refreshing and relaxing as it goes. And as you breathe gently in and out, paying attention to your breathing, concentrate simply on being. There is only you and your breathing. Notice yourself, your body relaxing as you breathe. Now expand your thoughts to the space around you, the holy ground of this room and this place. Be aware still of your breathing within this space and concentrate on being here. Notice the seat beneath you, the ground under your feet. From all eternity, you have come to this place at this time. Remember where you are and when you are, and concentrate on being here now. And as you think of your place now in this room, remember the people around you. Be aware of them and of that divine spark of life which is a part of each of them as it is of you. Let your thoughts expand to include everyone in this community. Know that wherever it is we have come from, and whatever our backgrounds may be, right now we are here, together, with a common purpose, which is greater than our differences. Concentrate on being here now, together. And so here, now, together, we rest a while in that shared good silence, which needs no words. As we return our attention to the world outside, may we retain an awareness that within us lies a sacred space, a place of calm and balance. May this stillness go with us into the busyness of our lives and be for us a sacred oasis of peace. So be it.
Jumps in a week, I bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You'd kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never ever stop. You broke another mirror, now you're turning into something you are not. Don't leave me high, don't leave me dry. Don't leave me high, don't leave me dry. Drying up in conversation, you will be the one who cannot talk. All your insides fall to pieces, you'd just be sitting there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who'll hate you when you think you've got the world all sussed out. They'll be the ones who spit on you, you will be the one screaming out. Don't leave me high, don't leave me dry, don't leave me high, don't leave me dry. It's the best thing that you've ever had. The best thing that you've ever, ever had.
Some of you may recall a service I conducted on the Mirror of Truth, which I consider a holy artefact. I said at the time that I had found three such artefacts in my spiritual journeys. This is the second. The Holy Grail is derived from Arthurian legend. It was quickly adopted by the local churches as the cup that Jesus drank from at the Last Supper. It's often portrayed as an incredibly valuable artefact which has miraculous powers that provide happiness, eternal youth, or sustenance in infinite abundance. The word grail, and forgive my poor pronunciation of foreign languages, stems from graal, old French, meaning a cup or bowl of earth, wood, or metal, and further back in time from Greek krater, a large wine mixing vessel. Though usually depicted as a cup of pure gold studded with gemstones to reflect its legendary desirability, its form has never been settled on. It could have been a simple wooden bowl. What is fairly consistent, and from where my understanding of the Holy Grail stems, is that the Holy Grail is sought after through a long, perilous quest. An epic quest. That's very fitting because the Arthurian legends and long, perilous quests have roots in the old romances, a now superseded genre of literature centred on damsels in distress, knights in shining armour, heaving bosoms, bulging musculature, and enough thieves and thous to give one a headache. It's all very Rapunzel, because in the heyday of the romances, the writing, and bear in mind, reading was a rare skill in those days, the writing was directed at women in just that position. Political prisoners of disjointed privilege, locked away in towers due to political exploitation, just dying for some muscle-strapped prince, or perhaps princess, to free her from the idea of hell because her actual captor was probably a lecherous drunk. A genre that superseded the romances was epic fantasy, of which most renowned is Tolkien of Lord of the Rings fame. Here, the romance is a little more subdued, although very much there. And instead of moping about a tower, sighing all day, they walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk a bit more. That poor dwarf. That's why it's called epic. It hints at the long, arduous journey and functions as the literary excuse for all the fun along the way. All you have to do is spruce up the fantastic beasts by stealing them from various older cultures, who already had epic journeys, by the way, and add a bauble. Oh yes, that bauble, the one ring to rule them all, the Orb of Aldur, the Elf Stones, the sword, the magical whatchamacallit, the everlasting gobstopper. Occasionally that bauble has even been a woman. An object, you know. We are talking about the heyday of male arrogance, after all. So too has the Holy Grail sometimes been depicted as a woman. And you can see that from the first slide. She's valuable, priceless even, but still an object to own, to consider yours. A reminder of the reality of ladies locked away in towers for belittling abuse by their male owners. The bauble, you see, is the excuse to go on this adventure in the first place. If you can pack it off and send it by express post, it wouldn't be much of an adventure, would it? The Holy Grail is just such a bauble, an object that yearns to be part of the long quest. To me, the Holy Grail is the physical form of that most valuable, wondrous thing for which we are willing to put enormous effort into questing for, that which we yearn for, which motivates us to drive ourselves towards it. The Holy Grail, you see, is never meant to be found. It's there to cheer you on, to give a sense of meaning to your journey. The real value is the journey. And if you remember the Lord of the Rings, the focus on the end, that is when the ring is destroyed, is very small compared to the whole story. The real value is this journey. You know, that tired old meme about it being the journey, not the destination. You could call it hope, or you could call it a rainbow, or you could call it truth. You could even view it as God if theism is in your belief structures. These are all beautiful, wondrous, valuable things that we yearn for yet never really reach. Hope shines for us in the distance, lighting away, pulling us on. We never arrive at hope, but as we go towards it, things begin to happen. Sometimes things that have nothing to do with the original goal. As such, the Holy Grail can represent our fourth principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Greta Thunberg, pictured, is pursuing the Holy Grail for her to form a saving the planet, in this case from climate change. Will she get there? On her own, certainly not. And she knows it. But who can doubt her impact? Who can deny this young questor's positive impact? It may be that her work enables another to get there. Or more importantly, for us all to get there. Sometimes we actually find it. Humans are such brilliantly resourceful, willful beings. Sometimes we get to the impossible goal. A degree for the unschooled, the love of one who hated, a baby for the infertile, $1 million, a nice garden for the disabled, world peace, a freer breathing planet. The Holy Grail's value may shine for others, but it shines for you most of all. Truth is at the centre of all my holy artefacts because truth was my old God, my first God, and therefore where my early understandings came from. Truth is also something we never quite reach. Sometimes in arrogance we like to think we have the final answer, the sovereign specific, the philosopher's stone, the irrefutable facts that we own. But no. Even physics went through this silly period. The classical physicists brought us so far, so fast, that many thought that was it. All solved. What to tackle next? Fortunately, quantum physics came along to blow it all out of the water. Sometimes truth is referred to as an onion. You peel off the layers and you get more underneath. Of course, a real onion runs out of layers, but the truth gets deeper as you dig down through each layer. And the wisest discover through this process how little they know, to completely bastardise the Socratic paradox. If you prefer, or are allergic to onions, You might try the idea of truth as a precious gem, once again a bauble. Each perspective we have on this gem reveals just a little bit of that, one facet of the gem, a pure aspect of the whole truth glittering in beauty. However, we will never see the full gem until we have every perspective that can possibly exist. On the way to discovering new layers or perspectives of truth, we learn so much, just as on the way to hope, we find so much more than before. That's what the journey is about. The goal, that holy grail off in the distance, may be of immense value, but often the most value you can apply and share comes from what you find along the way. In a nutshell, don't be afraid to dream big. It doesn't matter if you lack everything to enable you to reach your holy grail. What matters is trying to reach it. Reaching for the impossible can lead to great things in what is possible. And now we'll have a brief discussion. And what I'd like you to discuss is what thing of great value urges you on, motivates you to new discoveries. Okay, the fun talking part's over until we can do it after the service. Blessed is the path on which you travel. Blessed is the body that carries you upon it. Blessed is your heart that has heard the call. Blessed is your mind that discerns the way. Blessed is the gift that you will receive by going. Truly blessed is the gift that you will become on your journey. May you go forth in peace.
Sit around waiting for the phone to ring
at the end of the line,
waiting for someone to tell you everything
at the end of the line.
Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring
at the end of the line.
Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching SA Unitarians.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's alright, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's alright, every day's Judgment Day.